From the top.
No, no, you're
from the top. From the top.
Oh, what's going on, everybody in the group chat podcast? This is your boys, group chat, Larry, group chat, Willie, group chat, Big T, group chat, Antarctica. We just got done TwitchCon. What is going on, everybody?
Hello, my Twitchers. Hello, my Twitchers.
It's not just TwitchCon either. We did not get hello, my Twitch.
We TwitchCon happened a week ago.
Yeah.
We just got home.
Yep.
We just got home because we drove and we got lost on the way.
Yes, now we're all sick. We are stuck in a hospital.
Before we get into it, two things. Number one, Grunk is
hella
gone.
Busy. So busy.
Dude, it's holy crap. Busy. Our times right now, really nasty with timing. So
you're saying like I have a 45-minute window on Wednesday. Yeah, I could squeeze you in 2:30 Wednesday.
If that, I'm not even kidding you. Yeah, November. He's like his own secretary right now, and he's managing times with like dinners with his parents and just all these things. He's a college boy. I mean, that college boy is a college boy. Like, that's what he does. That's the thing that he does.
He's a college boy. That college boy.
He's a college boy.
He'll be here next episode.
He'll be here next episode. We wanted to get him on this one, but like, fucking holy crap, that boy has no time. I'm pretty sure that boy is busier than I could ever be right now.
What's up?
That's kind of a lie.
We're a little late.
Crap.
We are on a podcast. But that's because we were driving. We were cannonballing halfway across the country.
In a minivan. In a minivan that's never seen above 8,000 RPMs until Cannonball Willie stepped into the driver's
Never seat. Seen a bug hit the windshield. Never seen any of that.
Nope.
Yeah.
On we broke that car.
We threw it in the deep end. Yeah.
Dude, I think we actually broke the record for the fastest cannonball halfway across the country in a minivan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. 100%.
Our routing was a little weird. And we'll get into that. but
before we get into
our
that,
routing was a little weird.
We want to thank our sponsor, as always, Gamersubs, not Misty Bay. Is this from damn California?
Yeah, that's from New Mexico.
Not Misty Bay, but Gamersubs for sponsoring us this stream, all the good stuff.
This stream.
Make sure you use code group.
Without you guys using our code, we would have been broke.
We wouldn't have been able to cannonball across
the United States, and Tanner wouldn't have been able to buy $150.
Okay, we'll get into that.
That was in the middle. Okay, we got to get to it.
All right.
It was funny.
Okay, we got to get to it. All right, debunking. I'm going to debunk everything.
Dude. That trip was such a butt. I'm going to say it now. It was a fun butt. It was a fun, playful butt, but it was a butt.
I can only hear out of one ear, dude. It's as bad. Sorry. Huh?
You're that sick?
Yeah, dude. My congestion, sinus, mangestion, help me.
I haven't checked, but have people been saying they've been getting sick?
Everybody got sick at
COVID. They have COVID.
Oh, my God. It happens every time.
Yep.
Bro, let's... Oh.
I
Goodness
didn't take a
me.
Test.
And no one.
I didn't take one either.
I took a test. I tested negative.
No, Tanner did test because I remember because he was like, Larry, there's a part missing. Is this normal?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like,
he had one line.
Oh, yeah. You weren't pregnant?
I'm just going to
I was unpregnant. Don't worry.
I'm going to be Tanner. I'm just going to say Tanner speaks for all of us. None of us have COVID. But goddamn, are we.
I had symptoms, though. I did have symptoms.
I did too. I couldn't taste my fucking stupid puff bar.
I had the razor blade.
You had razor COVID.
Razor blade, whatever, where like my throat hurts so
COVID
bad.
That goes undetected.
Dude, you know how shitty it is doing a road trip with your friends while having a sore throat and everyone's making jokes and you just want to laugh and have fun and you can't? Yeah.
You're just swallowing boogers and coughing.
Dude, okay, hold on. You guys, Tanner started spitting out his mucus towards the end of the trip. What happened?
Okay,
you converted.
No, that's because I was chewing it up on accident and I got to be able to taste it.
That's because you joined hashtag spit gang, bro.
No, I didn't. Swallow gang. All I did was swallow.
Taking over.
If it's in my throat, I'm swallowing good. But if it's like in my mouth and I'm tasting it, I'm spitting that out because I don't want to taste that.
Shut the hell up, T. Shut the hell up.
Hey, I'm still. I'm not good. We need to give some like sort of context as to why we're talking about spitting and swallowing phlegm.
All right, we only spit.
Don't make it worse. Don't make it worse. Basically, context is when you get phlegm, these guys, and I'm talking about Tanner and Isaac, swallow their phlegm, that green, sticky, little plingy, dingy,
and
they swallow it back because they say that
their excuse is it goes to your stomach. It goes to your stomach and it gets broken down in your stomach.
It gets broken down and you poop it out and then the bacteria leaves your body and it's actually the safest way.
You know how many grams of protein are in phlegm, dude?
Shut the hell up. See, he's talking about protein and flavor.
1 gram per booger. He's talking
about fucking Team Swallow is stupid.
Go ahead, Larry.
What's up? And then Team Spit is getting that shit out of your system. Like when your body's coughing.
What?
Yep. See, that's what happens when you see, that's what happens. Shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, that was really bad.
Did you almost just vom everywhere?
Spitters are vile. And that's been a thing for as long as time has existed.
I can't believe that just happened.
So Larry's on Twitter and so is Willie.
No, dude. You just get it out of your system.
I'm okay with quitting out on the sickness, bro.
Like Wilbur, what if you're like trying, what if you like phlegm, you cough up the phlegm and you got nowhere to spit it? Like, what are you going to do? You going to swallow it?
It makes a water bottle.
Put it in your hand?
What do you mean you got nowhere to spit it, dude?
Yeah, where am I trapped?
What if you're in your bed and you don't want to get up?
That's nowhere you
can do.
I keep a spit bottle.
We got to find a
better
example.
You're sick. You're dying in bed.
What about Larry? What if you're watching a movie and you hawk up a Tui?
You spit it in your
and
popcorn.
Now what are you gonna do? Spit it somewhere.
Spit my napkin that I bring with me all the time.
Oh yeah, of course. The
his handkerchief that he has right here. His booger handkerchief.
A good man always brings his handkerchief.
See, look, if I know I'm getting sick and I'm about to start a movie, I have something next to me anyway. I'm always drinking or eating.
Why
something.
Are you going to the movie theater sick too? Why are you spreading that?
Yeah, why are you super spreading?
On God,
Isaac. All right, why is that
just
so normal?
Try to find an example for you.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All I
try
to do.
Case closed. Ass open. Come here.
Ass open. Should we start from the top? Let's start from the top.
Very beginning.
So,
back in 2019. Okay.
My mother
I knew it.
On YouTube, and I met Isaac.
I had a flashback when I, whatever.
And I saw a little turtle, and he yelled his brother to go upstairs.
Somebody lead.
Okay. All right. So, long story short, basically, long story.
This guy would not leave. No.
We went to TwitchCon. Okay. So we flew into TwitchCon on Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. We got in Thursday. It was a great, grand old time. We flew Southwest. It was Larry in the middle of Isaac and me. Tanner was to my right.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I was in the aisle seat and Grant was in the window seat and we thought it was just going to be us. And then we saw the largest man of all time looking for seats. And me and Grant were like, please don't come over. Please don't come over. And he looked, he was like, is this seat taken? I was like,
and you said no. Okay. You said no.
I said, no, come on in, buddy. And oh, I got man. Up. And he sat in the middle. And so me and Grant were like facing away from each other like this. We're like,
dude, ooh. Grant was getting squished the entire time.
I don't want to put Grant.
He looked like
blast.
A shrimp. He looked like a little shrimp.
But he said something about the guy that was really. He said that he sat next to the smelliest man on earth on a Southwest flight, which is. I mean, I don't even
I
know
he
if that's
smelled
true.
Good.
Did he smell
I
that
smell
bad?
Really, no, I didn't so. Really smell anything.
I don't know. I did get a whiff of him. He did not smell the most glorious. But we do have bad days in life as humans. So,
but I also did fart. I farted on that plane a few times. So that could have been a mixture.
Dude, it was so. We were in the back of the plane for context. We were in the back of the plane right next to the fucking bathrooms.
Oh my God.
One of the biggest shits of all time.
Oh my God.
Dude, I don't remember that.
It became like a fucking. It was like a wick candle that someone lit in that bathroom. It was so aromatic. How do you say that?
Aromatic.
It was hello aroma, bro. And it was
hello aroma. Hello brown aroma.
It could be even invented.
Mm-hmm. It was bad. Yeah. It was stinky, but
that's something.
Dude, did we talk about TwitchCon or wait for Grunk?
We could talk a little bit about it.
Like a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, we talked a little bit.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, we just talk about meeting the gang.
Yeah,
meeting the squad. Yeah.
The TwitchCon was super fun. We met so many awesome fuckers. Love you guys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for all the trinkets you guys gave us, all the bracelets, all the yes. notes, all the letters.
And I would like to apologize as well on the very sporadic or no, spontaneous meet and greet that we had done. We were asked actually before if we wanted to do one and have it like prepared, but we weren't even sure at that time if we were gonna go or not. And then it was like, okay, we're going, and then it was like, shit. Do we do that? And then it's like, oh shit, we got to get everything together.
Right,
and it's like, shit, the road trip. Yeah. So
because shout out to McWillie for going to F1.
Shout out to McWillie.
It was at like four minutes before our meet and greet. We tweeted out, hey, we're having a meet and greet. So
it was during while Swagger Souls was
yeah, because your stupid dumb phone, when you have your mask on, for some reason, you only allow yourself to unlock it with your face.
That's so funny, dude.
No.
You have your phone. What do you have in your
phone? It needs to see my face.
No. Not that, bro. It's not the unlock. It's the photo view. If I like held a butt,
why can't you type your? Why can't you type?
You just gotta type his four numbers. And
oh,
wait,
no,
it.
I don't know how to trigger it. Like, I tried several times. It just wouldn't.
You just
not
press
work.
It again. You just go.
Err. I did. You know, we could do it later.
I'll admit it. I'll admit him. I saw Isaac Y. Vinny hand picture on a minute. On it.
On it?
Minute.
That's not on real. It.
I saw Isaac and Valorant. Hand on
Isaac plays Valorant. He has veiny hands and he puts on a mask.
Your hand holding your mouse. Voice. Yeah, you take pictures of your hand wearing your mouse? Is that why you have all those rings that you wear too?
Yeah, I only buy them so I can take pictures on my phone of me gripping my mouse as hard as possible.
He spins the rings on in front of. Sorry, I'm dicking on you, bro. You can dick back on me if
dick
you want.
Dick him down. Dick
that's
him down.
Okay.
Dick him hard.
Spread
him.
I love my friends.
So I wanna talk a little bit about when we landed.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, bitch.
At the airport.
What?
I want to talk about when we landed at the airport.
Okay.
So we landed at the airport and we get our Uber.
You're missing so much.
Our Uber takes us straight to the car that we rented. And we rented one of the shittiest cars of all time, I think.
Dude, wow. Those cars
Jeep
suck.
Grand like Cherokees. That car?
The Jeep?
Dude, it wouldn't
change. No, remember every time we go on the highway, he's like, why is it not going to second gear? Where's the gears?
Okay,
it's not going to second gear.
Viewers at home, this is someone who drives a sports car every single day. He tried to drive a regular person's car, the poor man's Jeep Wrangler, apparently. And it wasn't as fast as he'd like it.
It was a Jeep. It was a 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee L, which L stands for large, I assume.
I hope.
Or fucking loss of money, because that thing sucks.
Ooh, on his head, Jeep, on his head.
Dude, we were talking about the fucking owner of the Turo. Call him a fucking moron and shit.
Oh my god. What was his actual name?
Like,
I forget.
His name sounded like moron, yeah. So it was like, what's his name? Moron? He's moron for buying
dude, yeah, you would get mad and be like, it's not fucking moron.
Thanks, moron, for the stupid car.
Thanks,
we
moron.
Thought he bugged the car. What we're just like shitting on him.
I forget his name. But it sounded like moron, so you figure out from
moron,
there.
Moron, that's all you can know.
Decoded from there.
And so we get the car. We drive to the Airbnb, which honestly, the Airbnb was a pretty humble Airbnb. I liked it.
No,
it was cute for what it was.
Larry picked out a good one.
Yeah. We were in the hood, though, and we got confirmation from four different Uber drivers.
Uber drive the Uber.
I asked every single Uber.
You got an Airbnb here?
Yeah.
One was asking, he's like, just curious, like, what did you spend? Because why are you renting here of all places?
Dude, it's not that bad. That place is not bad at all.
Chill. We saw like a little ship on the road.
And immediately he just goes, oh, this is the hood.
No, Isaac, I see bars outside of windows and I say hood.
Bro, you've bars outside of windows? No, that's a vibe. That's a vibe.
It's called aesthetics.
That's called aesthetics and looks.
That's called beauty.
It honestly is a cozy aesthetic. I'll be 100% real.
We were not in the best part of town. Okay, I'll say that much. We weren't. But
dude, what? It was not that bad, guys.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't like Beverly Hills.
But every single Uber driver kept on saying, I was like, we're driving. I forget who it was. I think it was just me and Grunk. And we were sitting in the car, and I was like, is this the hood, by the way? Like, out of curiosity. And the Uber driver just, yep. Just like that. Yep. I was like, oh, okay. Good to know. All right. That was after three others said that it was the hood. So I just stopped asking. It was a chill hood. It was a chill hood.
Like, I saw a little kitten, and we're like, oh my God. And then the owner was like, you want him? And we were like, no.
No.
The cat was like right underneath the car tire. It was like,
yeah, it was just like this big.
Because I don't remember that. Yeah. I remember that guy.
That
being
actually
a huge
happened.
Dick.
Yeah, he was an asshole. He's like, you want him? I don't care.
Yeah, he didn't care about that cat. We should have taken that.
Yeah, he was on the other side of the street.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. You're all angry, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, that place was fire.
Fire.
And there was a moment in that. Okay, it was me and Nick. We were sitting outside. And the neighbors had been playing this like fucking movie, I guess. Oh, but holy shit. And I took a video. It doesn't really do it justice. You can't really hear it too well. But imagine every like sound effect you can think of when you're thinking of like construction, right? When like, and it's all happening all at once, and it's really loud in a house. So it's like a little bit muted. So it's like, and it's all happening next door. And this guy had a fucking like he was watching a movie. And they were doing some building shit. And it was so fucking loud, dude. We were sitting on the opposite side. Like, we were sitting as far as we could, basically, from that house. And we could hear it. It was so fucking loud. It was like, and then there was like a shooting scene at some point. And then there was like explosions happening. And it's, yeah, it's all happening. It's like, what the fuck is going on with these? So yeah. That it's not really a complaint of mine because I actually found it really funny. But I would say that's the only, like, you know, bad.
It calls for a great memory for sure.
It calls for a great fucking memory
for a humble podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I think,
and it's also a good reference point for me so that I can know how to make a really good sound effects with my mouth.
It felt so invasive because we were just sitting in the front yard and they had their front yard. Dude, it was like one of those front yards where they had just had a whole bunch of crap. Just a bunch of shit.
Yeah, yeah, they
like
had
you
a whole
don't
bunch
have a backyard,
out.
So you have your front yard is your backyard.
You gotta
backyard.
Be putting crap in the yard. That's how that happens.
Yeah.
You should have invited him over for like drinks. That would have been freaking sweet.
That would have been really funny.
I don't think
that would have been great.
Yes, no,
probably.
If you're doing talking to me, go away. We're here for the convention. Yeah. I don't care. Go away.
Convention.
We were just another annoying
fire.
Group of Airbnb people. That's all we were.
Hot dogs.
You say what?
We were just an annoying group. Another annoying group of Airbnb people.
Yeah. Nick came home just bumbling, so horribly drunk, vomiting out of his nose, and then he tried to walk through a screen door.
Okay, it wasn't that bad, but it was the first time he drank in a while.
Okay, look, to be honest,
all right, Nick came home with two drinks in his hands, walking around, crab leg.
He started beating on me horribly, and then he was like yelling really loud curse words, and then he just fell backwards.
I walk in with a white tank on, my hair slicked back.
Yeah, he said, "Why is this house not fucking clean?" And he like bashed the bottle of Tito's over my head. Yeah, just like that.
And then he falls backwards into the screen door, and then he's like, "Oh shit!" Oh, and he gets back up. And he just fucking shits his pants.
Yeah, I heard you like, I was asleep, and you were like, "Larry."
Oh my god, yeah. So this is like the first night. I get back inside, and everyone's like, "Shh, shh, shh, Larry's sleeping." And I just remember looking over at Larry and going,
Larry!
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 Larry! And we're
like, no, I love
Larry!
Dude, I love hearing these stories. He's like, you don't drink. Like, you're like sober stone Andy, and you never drink. So it's like stoner. So funny that when you drink, it's like the flip of a card.
Yeah, you like forget everything you've done.
I'm going to start calling you like Nelson. Whenever you get drunk, I'm going to call you Nelson or something like that.
Everything that Nick wouldn't do sober, he would do drunk.
He does.
That's what happens.
It's fire. It's really, really
it's so fun.
In the most positive way possible. I mean that.
I don't drink that often. I mean, I think I drank during this trip. It was like three days like casual sort of drinking, right?
Casual.
Yeah, a little drunk one night or so. But like
dude, I got horrifically drunk because I didn't eat and I didn't drink a lot of water.
Dude, that's
but
what
that first
to me.
Night. We got there and we had dinner and then I just got horrifically drunk. And then the next day, dude, I felt so bad. I think I apologized to somebody. When we started the meet and greet, and they're like, "Oh my god, Larry, how are you?" And I literally said, "I'm doing well. Sorry, my head's spinning a little bit hungover." And they're like, yeah, no, I get that." I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know."
And then I was like thinking to myself, I'm like, "Oh crap, I feel like a total dick." But no, it was so sweet seeing everyone,
I didn't really eat that entire first night, and then we went to that dinner after, like,
oh my god, yeah,
because we recorded, and then we met everybody, and then we went to the dinner, and I just kept getting fed Moscow mules and espresso martinis, and I had one
and,
bite
and
of
a
steak,
mojito,
and a mojito, like two other mojitos, and I was like, "Woo!" And I, that was like,
dinner,
that was like the
funniest.
First time I drank in a while. And,
I have the funniest
oh
video
Lord.
Of you. I think you sent it to me because it was of the one. There was a one party. It was like a club, a big, huge club, and there was all red lights sporadically all over the
place.
Is it
me just like sitting there, just like...
No. It was like the most crazy scene ever, and then it pans to you, just like, "Ah!" with your tongue out, like screaming.
I don't remember that.
Dude, I don't remember that either.
You sent it to me. I'll send it to you later back. It will be like a memory.
Okay.
A refreshing memory, dude.
That was a... it was that a first dinner was really silly, because the Gamer Subs dinner that we had. So, so we had a really good Gamer Subs dinner. But usually what happens at those Gamer Subs dinners is there's so many content creators there that we end up just like talking. And I was away from when the food started getting served.
Yeah.
So by the time I was done talking, we were on the second round of main courses. And I had already been drinking a little bit. So I barely ate much and I didn't even get to like carb up much to soak in anything either. Mm-hmm. So at that point I was already like, past tipsy. I was
to
drunk.
Be honest, bro. There was not a lot of carbs being offered.
It was kind of all meat. It was like all meat. Appetizer type. I actually didn't eat that much. It was good. It was delicious. I didn't finish any food though. I was a drink monster.
Dude, I finished like 4 plates of food. Like I was in that shit. Cause I like 2 of you guys were missing. So I was
like, Isaac, everybody was mingling and talking. Everyone was having a good time.
Yeah, bro. I was eating. I remember I was like leaving for this trip. I was like, this is it. Like I'm about to fall off all of my like my daily goals of eating food a lot and trying to gain weight. And so
we're gonna air your shit, King. We're gonna air your shit out.
No, let me air this shit out. Remember that Marlboro jacket I had? Like I can't find it. I was trying to look for it, but I couldn't find it. Yeah, the one that I could flip and it's like red.
Yeah.
Check this shit out, dude. I was giving this.
Yeah, who gave you
shout
that?
Shout out to you. I'm forgetting the name. I'm a dickhead right now.
Forgetting
the name. But shout out. It says Marlboro.
Was it during the
meet and greet? It's tough.
It's like at the meet and greet.
Shout out, bro.
It's fucking badass.
Absolutely. Shout out. No, dude. Shout out to all those people that just came. I honestly thought that like we weren't gonna have a huge turnout because of the 10-minute window to announce that we're doing 4 minutes.
Also,
high key. Sorry as hell. I was like the only one that was kind of like. Okay, guys, to be honest, we have to admit it. We were really disorganized. Like,
what? I was going very.
I was slinging.
Tanner,
you kept going. It was so funny.
Wait, we're like, bang, bang, bang.
We look over. You're like over there with your own line. We're like, oh, shit. How do we move him over here?
I would see fans that would be waiting for like 30 minutes because nobody in the front moved. And I'd feel bad. I'd go say hi to him because I just
wanted to make sure everybody got a chance. Yeah. It was tough trying to get it all organized. 10 minutes.
We also
I had to kind of be like, all right, who the hell is here for us? And then like everyone raises their hand. And I was like, holy shit. Okay. So we need you guys to kind of like get in a line maybe a little bit. And we were really bad at that, to be honest.
I enjoyed it. It was very like chaotic, but
it was charming. It was really fun.
We had like we had a code word that we were yelling every single time we were taking like a group picture.
Yeah, we kept switching. It was bang.
Yeah, we shouldn't have been yelling bang at a convention. That was probably our bad. Yeah. But
dude, it's like saying, it's like, oh, I shouldn't have been talking about Call of Duty at a convention because Call of Duty has guns in it.
Okay, well, that's, I guess, yeah, sure.
Worst one would have been like, he's got a bomb! That means photo.
Bomb!
He's got a bomb! Yeah, bomb!
No.
Crazy!
Bomb!
It's like, Larry? Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to take a photo? Okay. Bomb! Like, escort him out? Like, kick him out of the
split. Shoot! All
right, next person.
Shoot!
Oh, my God. And the fact of the matter, dude, we had, I think it was 2 years ago, our meet and greet in like the main artery of traffic for the convention. So security was already like, you guys are not doing this here. You guys can't do this. I think that would have been really, really bad if we ended up yelling that shit.
Yeah, we would have been out for sure.
It was a really fun time. Definitely like talking for 3 hours cooked my vocals.
Oh, yeah. My voice is gone.
And like, then got sick on top of it. But like I have to say, one of my most favorite meet and greets for sure.
Yo, who said that?
Who the fuck?
Do y'all hear that?
Where's Gronk?
Oh, that's a beautiful view.
Did we tell Gronk we have a podcast?
Does he know? He does, guys. I'm kidding. We're really kidding. We're jokesters around here.
JK.
So keep in mind, a lot of people think that we did a lot of recording and that they're gonna expect maybe a Willy vlog. I have to air the bad news. Not a single Willy vlog was recorded. But instead, amazing group videos are recorded.
Yeah, we have
awesome freaking group videos. So,
they will be out in a timely manner.
Speaking of which, I'm putting them together, audio and video after. Well, after this, I have a movie to catch, believe it or not.
I have to. It's the only one
that I booked before the trip. I have to, and then I'm lucky.
When we were talking about staying longer, Larry's like, okay, but only on one condition. I have to be home.
Dude, I had to watch Chainsaw Man, bro. Please, bro. It has to happen. It has to happen. It's the only thing I ever asked for, and then I'll make
a reservation or something like a few months ago.
It was like a few weeks ago before the trip. Yeah,
that's really cute.
I booked it way ahead, but then I had to rebook tickets because now me and Dad are going.
I was like, I want to go with you.
Here's the thing about booking tickets that's kind of annoying, and it's that the movie theaters don't show tickets until like very short before like actually showing them. So I booked ahead at a theater that was really fucking far because I thought it was going to be the only one showing that damn movie. And then I look at my phone today and it's like all these theaters are showing it. And I'm like, okay, that's cool now. And then obviously most of the seats are already like taken. So it's like, yeah, okay. But we managed to get two tickets next together. We're going to be like a little couple.
Oh,
yeah,
it's going to be cute.
Is it 4D or not 4D?
No, but it is Dolby Cinema. So it's going to be like
surround sound. Oh, so okay, so you get wind and a little bit of
no, we don't get none of that. No, yeah, that I'm talking about audio.
Yeah, that was the sound of the chainsaw being manned or
something. But that's sound,
yeah, it's gonna be cool. Sound. I'm excited,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I think but, that yeah, for the TwitchCon, for TwitchCon overall, it was very, very fun. I think the meat of where we had the most silly and fun definitely was once we left.
No, it was definitely after the convention
that, all hell broke loose. It was insane.
It's because like all like the conventions tend to be a lot of like you're meeting a lot of people, and we kept getting pulled apart, kind of like, you know, we were like in a zombie apocalypse and oh my god, Grunk's arm,
someone gets stopped, and then if another person recognizes, and then someone's got to go to the bathroom, and the bathroom's all the way over there. And then,
So it ended up being a lot of just like, you know, kind of split. So when the video drops, you may or may not see a lot of the convention itself, mostly going to be, you know, outside stuff. Cause a lot of the outside shit was, holy crap, that was really funny. Especially,
can we talk about what? Like the
what? Yeah, 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 absolutely.
We went to
Let's give him a little teaser.
Was that a second day or the third day?
That was the third day.
I don't even third fucking day. Know.
Like, that was the third day. First thing was basically we got there, we had dinner, and then we were like, okay, you know, tomorrow let's do a meet and greet. Let's also do the zoo and all these things. And we're pretty bad at planning shit, so it always ends up being like super late. And then we're like, okay, crap, let's push it to the next day or whatever.
Bento.
So. Second day was like, you guys stayed back, but me, I think we went to go get pizza oh my God, I can't wait for that footage. That footage was so stupid because it was a bunch of like dumb crap we did at this little Italy spot.
Oh my God, and, it was so funny.
It's like we were all tired and we just kept doing this bit where...
It was a stupid bit. Yeah, you'll see it on the footage. I don't want to like it. It's so funny.
Larry and Grunk were doing it, and I was just sitting there waiting for pizza.
Dude,
yeah.
And it lasted so long, I actually was like interested in the conversation.
No, it was real. It was like you started picturing it.
You
said what?
Did you see any of the conversation, Isaac? Like, did you review the footage at all?
No,
he hasn't seen anything.
I think we should give a snippet about what the conversation was. So we sat in a pizza restaurant.
Pizza.
And Grunk and Larry were sitting next to each other, right? So Tanner was sitting across the table. And Tanner did not have his lavalier microphone on anymore. So Tanner was just a little bit more quiet in general, I think.
You're like an audience member in the crowd.
This wasn't the Italian joint right before that one thing we...
No, this was like a random...
No.
This is
Mr. Moto. Shout out Mr. Moto. I don't know... What the hell is wrong with you? But you have like your face plastered all over this one area.
Yeah. And so I was holding the camera and we're just sitting there waiting for our pizza.
We're shooting the shits, rolling the dice. I keep saying that.
Shooting the shits, rolling the dice.
I keep saying that. I don't know where I got it from. Shooting the shits, rolling the dice.
Nice. I think it started with Larry giving me his Coca-Cola for me to try it because Larry said something about
you dig. I remember now.
I remember you Larry dig. Was like, dude, do you taste it? Tastes like a little chemically. And so, like, it was a full Mexican Coke, and I sipped it, and I was like, and I kept doing that until the whole thing was gone.
You dig. You fucking dig. He's like,
Wait. I need to say something real quick. Just real quick. We'll get back to the pizza bit. Dude, I have never seen anyone quite like Nick consume something. It's like when he eats something, he eats the entire fucking thing. Like it is his last meal on planet Earth.
You like that?
It's like his first time seeing something he can put in his body. He's like,
yes,
He cracked open a water bottle like on a road trip. Keep in mind, where if pee breaks are like, you know, we don't want those. He was like, he opened it and I thought maybe one, two sips. No, the whole thing down his gullet in like less than 10 seconds.
Dude,
it's incredible. But continue.
What happened? It's like I have this like horrible mental about food where like if I just let go, I just let go and eat whatever. And then I realize like 2 months later, I'm like, damn, I'm fat. And then I'm like, all right, time to cut it all down again. And then I cut all the weight again. And
there's
I'm like,
a fucking, damn. There's a hero or a creature or whatever in Chainsaw. No, not Chainsaw. In One Punch Man that literally just eats everything.
Oh, like, we're able to talk about One Punch Man in a minute.
We do have to talk about that.
Oh my God.
But let's continue.
What the conversation?
It became about I became this fictional streamer. And that was the whole bit was that I was this fictional streamer and Grunk was like a really like
a parasocial fan.
And
I was trying to be nice, but
we were basically rolling off of each other and having this like natural conversation that led into like the parasocial fan becoming my manager. And then like, it was just, like, I don't know. It kept going through a bunch of bullshit.
Because Larry said that he fell off. Larry was like,
The story was that I fell off and then I didn't have it in me. And then Grunk gave me the courage to like keep going.
You pulled me out of a dark time.
He's like, Grunk became a manager.
You can just hire me.
Everyone has that guy. I could be your guy.
It was awesome. And then, Grunk was on a roll because then later that night, there was like two things that happened. There was a guy who was playing guitar and singing, and Grunk was trying to do a handstand in front of him. And he did it, and then the guy like incorporated that, and that was cool. And then we found this stage, and it was like empty. And Nick was like, "Come on, get up there." And I wussed out. I'll admit it, I wussed out. I was like, "Oh hell no!" Because I thought some guy was gonna come out and like fucking beat
shit.
Hey,
what are you doing on my empty stage at night?
Grunk got up and started acting like a comedian. And I was like the sole like guy.
He was the heckler.
Yeah, I was the heckler. But the heckler was like, they were like, oh man, this guy's funny, dude. Like people love the heckler. They hated the comedian basically. And then it flipped. And then it was just, dude, so many. And then later in the night, or like on the drive home, we were doing like
y'all started
this
talking
like,
in reverse.
We started doing like
y'all are moving so fucking fast, Larry.
Because there's so much we need to show it. It's the thing. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay,
I don't
time out. It. Time out. We need to go backwards just a second to where we would go and get Mexican food, or if we were to get Italian food, or if we were to be in anywhere that was whether it was Mexican or Italian.
Oh, you and I would look at each other. So
we're in Little Italy, and Larry looks at me and he's like, now I don't want you to get offended by this, and don't take this the wrong way, and I mean this with all respect, but like, do you feel a little bit more at home?
I think I did it like four times. Bro, we saw a banner and it said Italian Heritage Month, and I was like, please Nick, don't take this any other way than with good intentions. Do you feel at home right now? It was like four times I did that.
We walked into like this little Italian sweet shop, and like we walk in and we finally realized there was like little Nutella canister.
They had pasta. Jar. They had like raw pasta.
Yeah. And dude, we're walking through the aisle and Larry just turns around and I was like, don't do it. I was like, you don't say it or I'm going to walk out. And he's like, Nick.
I don't mean to be that guy.
Nick, don't take any
level steps. With me here. Level with me here.
It was just that. And then we'd get to a Mexican restaurant and I'd do the same thing back and forth.
Yeah. Larry, don't take this any other way.
All love, but
do you feel at home?
Yeah.
And I told them, I mean, flat out, like, dude, go ahead, bounce it back. Because we were at the, there's a lot of Mexican joints, man. That shit was fire.
Yeah, I think I said it when you had a Mexican Coke, if I'm being honest. I can't remember. But yeah, no, when we did end up getting back into the car and driving back to the Airbnb, we left our lavaliers on, but we were just, the camera was off and we were just talking the entire way back. Like it was mainly Grunk and actually it was so distracting. I missed the turn and it added 5 minutes to our trip back home because I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
They were so like funny. Singing a song and then saying it in reverse, What was the one song that we were singing?
All I remember was "Here Comes the Sun." It was like,
"Oh my god,
here comes the sun."
Yeah, but like, when you play that backwards.
No, and then I was like, I was talking as if I was like with somebody. I was like, okay, pause that real quick. Okay, now reverse it. Nice. Okay, play. Yes, no, Satan is your friend. It was like, dude, that bit went on for so fucking long. But there was a few good ones, though. It sounded real. Some of them sounded real. I'm not doing it justice, but some of them sounded really fucking real. Like, they sounded good. Unless I'm tripping and I hear it back, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was ass.
That we all live in a yellow submarine.
Oh, yeah. We all live in... And it's like, if we are in hell. Right now,
I don't know if you guys have ever seen those videos where you like reverse a song and it says some like horrible satanic shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what's going on.
Yeah, look up Barney song reverse, dude. It's the most satanic thing ever.
It's the funniest thing in the world.
A classic example is Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven. They fucking obsessed over the fact that there's like hidden lyrics and all this crazy shit when you play it backwards.
Really?
Yeah dude. It was like the guitar riff and it's like sick, 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 sick. I don't know. It's just
a lot of people are like crazy. All right, that's a reach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Others it's funny because like, I think it's a thing. I don't know. There's probably a word for it, but like when you... Because it's gibberish. Like, a lot of the times it's gibberish, but you can make out words if you see the word. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, if you're reading it and you're hearing it. Yeah, exactly. And you're like,
oh, okay.
Oh, so Nefnishnmit means that we're in hell. Oh, I see. Okay.
I hear it now. I hear it.
Yeah. It's just, it's so fucking, it's really funny because that era of YouTube was so awesome, dude. So awesome. But yeah, that was really funny. That whole night was really fucking funny. It was just stupid. It was just so stupid.
Yep. And then, dude, we ended up having so many eggs for breakfast on that trip that the thought of
the amount of breakfast burritos I had was like, was unsettling. I had so much pancakes in my stomach.
Dude, you had pancakes like three nights in a row. I had only eggs. Like, I'm good on breakfast forever. Like,
I don't want to eat breakfast ever again, dude.
Even now?
Even now. Yeah, I just can't handle like eggs or bacon or anything.
It's not appetizing me right now in a minute.
Mm. What about grits or sausage?
Maybe next minute, but not this one.
Sausage sounds
good. I've never had grits, by the way.
Speaking of minute, give me a minute to go pee pee because I got
to. Speaking of minute, give me a minute.
Dude, we need to talk about the fact that like the San Diego Zoo is so big.
Yeah, massive.
We barely got to see like any of it.
Yeah.
We missed like four different animals.
Yeah,
their enclosures. No, we did. It was like we missed the polar bears, we missed the panda bears, we missed the lion, we missed the
lion. I can't believe we missed the damn polar bear.
I know, dude. There was actual polar bear there,
dude. We were hippo. So tired,
was there a hippo?
Though, to be honest,
yeah, we saw the hippos.
Remember, we saw the hippos laying
underwater
the water.
And their big butts.
Oh yeah, they're like meditating, dude. Yeah, that was like weird.
I watched one fart. Like you just saw bubbles coming from underneath its tail.
You saw the tail, like. You know when like they shit and their tail goes like all over the place? Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was one sad sight. I keep bringing it up. I know, but it stuck with me. But this damn tiger, it was like a really small enclosure. It was going left and right. And it just kept looking at us. It was looking at us. There was like a little baby. And it kept looking at the baby. It was like going left and right.
That was a really big enclosure. What are you talking about?
Really? It looked like
he was just next to the window, but if you go up, it was like more hills.
Yeah, remember? It was the one that was far away that I took a picture of Isaac.
That
was the same enclosure.
On the mountain. Yeah.
Oh.
It was a really
Dude, it looks, because like, y'all talking about the one where like you go down and it's like a little window and it's going left and right?
Yeah.
Dude, I swear to God, it looked like it was just like a pit of like fighting. I don't even know what I'm saying, but it's like, you know, it's just like a small
tiny, like a fucking arena where they just, they're like,
I was mostly looking at him. So I probably didn't catch the glimpse of, you know, but I was talking about the damn tiger, but dude, it was so sweet. The whole zoo was like,
zoo.
The whole zoo was really cute.
Yeah.
It was really,
I like
really
the gorillas.
Cute.
They're pretty funny.
He just kind of walk around. That drum thing where he bang his chest and run away.
Dude, they were trolling each other so
they
hard.
They were trolling.
They were dumb trolling.
They were throwing
trolling.
Like a blanket at each other and they were running
yeah,
away.
Yeah, dude, the trolls.
They were dumb troll. Dude, he took his blanket and laid it out and sat on it and stared
yes!
at him watching him.
And then he looked at us and he was like,
dude, I saw a baboon put his finger in his butt and was like curling it. Like,
he was. I saw it. There were some like, big red butts at that zoo, bro.
Big giant red butts. Yeah. Just digging inside of those little buttholes, dude. Digging. It was crazy. Just
going for it.
Dude, it was really funny when we got on the gondola. Oh wait, let's talk about before.
Oh my
so
God.
we got recognized, and to shout out to the one fan that said that the line was hella long. I'm gonna be honest, you over exaggerated that line so bad. You were like, yeah,
it was yeah, it was not that bad at all.
It was not bad.
It was going quick because they're like, all right, next person's go. Right.
Yeah.
But it was going even quicker because they were like.
Don't do it.
There were, Greg and I were standing next to these two kids, and they just kept making 6-7 jokes.
So, yeah, real quick, to paint the picture, the gondolas have numbers, right? They're all different numbered, and the kids were standing there, and they'll look at it, they'd be like, oh, 6-7! It's like, all right. And then they were talking about their ages, like, too.
Yeah, one of them was like, I'm 6 or 7. I'm just kidding. What if that gondola fell and killed me? I was like, what the fuck am I listening to?
Dude, it's crazy.
Not a lot of people.
And they'd see 41, and they go 41.
41.
And they go 6-7. Dude, it was just nonstop.
They were saying much their mom screamed at them. They're like, no more 6-7 jokes.
Stop it.
No more.
Stop. And then you guys were egging them on, you and Grunk, I swear.
Grunk, Grunk was like under his bed. He's like, no, keep going.
Keep going. Keep
6-7.
No, 6-7.
Keep
going.
Also, viewers at home, a gondola is like this. It's like a train car. That holds like 4 people, but it's hung by one single wire. All it's keeping us alive is one.
If you play GTA 5, it's the thing on the side of the mountain that you can. Wire. Yeah.
All it's
keeping
us
from falling to the ground is one single wire.
One single wire.
All that's keeping us from dying and falling to the ground is one single wire.
I'm not a fan of heights either. Getting on that thing was a lot, but I did it for the Willy vlog. For the group chat vlog.
Wow.
But yeah, Grunk was literally talking, like, I could hear from across the way. He just kept on telling people as they were passing. All it's holding us up is one single wire. All it's holding us up is one single wire.
Yeah, we were trying to call the car that was coming up. We were trying to say, like, what's up? No one responded.
Dude,
fair enough.
Isaac, every time we pass somebody on the gondola, you're like, hey, you got any jokes with the camera? It's like, hey, you got any jokes?
Hey, you got
never
jokes?
Mind. Have a good trip. All right,
whatever.
Hey, you got any jokes? Hey, you got all right, jokes? Never mind. Have yeah, a whatever. Good trip. It was like,
hey,
whatever.
All it's holding us up is one single wire. Hey, you got jokes?
All that's holding us up is one single wire.
No one had jokes, by the way. If anyone
we almost fell jokes. Off of it too, because we leaned over to look.
Yeah,
at
you guys
the pandas.
Got up and leaned over. You
dude,
were supposed
yeah,
to
who the fuck is curious about their numbers? So they lean over. All three of you guys leaned over.
No,
the
that was
the
not
car.
The case. That the case was dude. That the pandas were underneath us.
Yeah, the pandas were underneath. Oh, but no, Grunk did lean over. He didn't see the number was numbered inside of our cart, so he leaned over to look at the number.
He did. Yeah.
Oh,
I have a
dude.
Video going up point. On Instagram. Yeah. It was like a story of them doing that because it was scary as fuck. Mm-hmm.
Dude, Grant scared the fuck out of me because he was holding the camera and he like pointed outwards. And I was like,
oh,
my heart fucking
it was,
dropped.
It was pretty bad.
$3,500 lens landed.
And then Grant was like, dude, if it fell, I would have gone after. I was like, no, that would have made it way worse, dude. A splat, squished Grant, and a broken camera.
Oh, no, the camera he jumps out the
oh, yeah, I was like, no, please, that would have been way worse. Let the camera go.
So,
yeah, that zoo was fucking.
The gorillas pick it up and they're like,
"Yeah, they start vlogging with it. Looks like a Sora AI video.
It's a Tanner vlog."
We're 45 minutes in. We have yet to talk about this road trip,
dude. Okay, all right, let's get to the road trip.
All right, hold on, wait, just to finish off the TwitchCon was great. We did the zoo. We did the meet and greet. There's a whole bunch of shenanigans, and we could talk about that again when Grunk's here because I'm sure he has a lot more in his head of what happened. But the road trip. So, whose idea was it originally? Larry's?
Mine.
Yours?
It was the
right,
original.
Nick was like, let's do a road trip. Let's road trip back to Austin, Texas. And we're like, okay. Because we had already road trip back from Tanner's house. And that was fun.
The plan at first was we were going to drive all the way up the coast of California back to Oregon.
Yes.
Back to the diner we went to when we were driving me back to Austin. It was called the Bulldog Diner.
Shout out to the Bulldog.
Shout out Bulldog Diner.
Woo!
Yeah. It's like an hour Bulldog outside of Portland.
Mm-hmm. And I was down for that. I was like, oh, we get to like drive past like all the water and then we just go back to Oregon. Beautiful.
It would have been a beautiful drive straight up. Like one of the most scenic drives I was told.
But Hertz had other plans.
Yeah, but apparently if you prepay, you're locked in.
Your rental. I mean, that makes sense, though, because like they paid, paid the price it would have been if it were to be to Austin.
So, yeah, but we ended up driving further anyway.
Yeah.
So either way, it didn't matter. Go ahead, Isaac.
We had to, basically what happened was we prepaid for the rental car and the road trip, and it was supposed to be dropped back off in Austin. Nick tried like three nights in a row to fix it and say, hey, we're going to Oregon. I want to go to Oregon instead. And they're like, we can't do that. So
even the lady at the desk, she couldn't change it.
Yeah. So
she was like, yeah, you have to go back to the person you originally. I was like, dude, I did it with the
real
computer.
Quick. Funny story when we were getting that Sprinter van back. We were like in line and the line was like, it wasn't that long, but we were talking. Nick was like, dude, what is taking them so fucking long? Like when we get up there, it's just going to be like, hi, can I have the car? Yes. Here's my ID. Cool. All right, car's over there. Cool. And then we go. And then we're waiting in line. We get to the place or we get to the lady and it started to make sense why this damn line was taking so long. Cause holy crap. There was one point. I think she saw the card or no, she saw the email. It's a funny little email. And so she started questioning us and then we told her like we do videos and then she was like, took off her glasses, elbow on the table. And she's so like talking to us about that? YouTube. And she was like, oh,
I was thinking
okay.
about doing that.
Yeah. She's like, I was doing YouTube on this. And we're like, oh crap. We're now the people that we were talking about.
Dude, I think it was like 15 minutes. We were standing there.
Yeah. We were standing there for like a hot little minute. And we're like, oh shit, we're not
15 minutes is a long time when you know there's people in line behind you staring at you.
Dude, that time passes by so fucking slow when you're waiting. Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad.
And Larry and I were doing those responses where like we weren't contributing and adding to let her like prompt her response. We were just trying to not deflect, not bounce. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We weren't like lobbing back the conversation, but the questions just kept coming.
Yeah.
And the stories just kept coming.
Then,
and she was very nice, but
then the card and then one of the cards has Grunk's face on it. And
we talked about Grunk's face on the card. She's like, I thought that was you. And I was like, no, that was my friend when he was 8 years old.
My friend when he was eight.
It's my friend's
old.
Passport when he was 8.
Engraved into our credit cards.
Yeah. So it was just like, okay, yeah, a lot of questions kept happening. And then but then we got it and that was cool. But yeah, that trip originally was north, and then we went the other way around.
So we ended up coming to the conclusion, all right, instead of Oregon, we were gonna go to LA,
because on the way there's like all these nice beaches. I wanted to hit La Jolla Beach, which by the way, I don't even think we really hit La Jolla Beach. We kind of found this random cliff
at it, and that
we found this random cliff because I had been to La Jolla Beach before when I was younger, and we were looking at the beach. We weren't at the beach. We were at this like random ass spot by these houses, and then we saw
it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was gorgeous.
It was not like the beach.
Yeah,
Tanner tried.
But then we
did
hit the beach.
What?
Said what?
Tanner tried jumping off.
Tanner, you risky fuck,
dude. Yeah. We parked and there's like this huge sheer cliff, and like down to the beach, and there's like spiky rocks at the bottom. I was like, dude, I want to go stand on the edge, and I went all the way almost to the edge, and then I was just like, whoa, and I was jumping around. I was like trolling.
In my mind, I was sitting there like, dude, the trip's gonna end right now.
No, I was literally picturing like
getting so
in my head. I was like looking at the footage as if it was like the last moments of somebody. And I was like, oh my god, dude.
Dude, that's exactly how I
had a premonition of my death falling all the way down.
Oh,
so much for the road trip. We barely made it in 30 minutes outside of San Diego in the road trip
before Tanner threw himself off a cliff.
Dude, I was so dangerous. I don't know why. I had like no fear, and I was just like, oh my god, I want to look all the way down. I want to like climb down too.
Dude, what if right now we're seeing like what could have been, but in reality Tanner did it really fall, and we're
the other flip of the coin.
We're so traumatized that we're imagining an alternate reality.
I did fall off the cliff that day.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
In a parallel universe.
This is all a dream, and we're actually sleeping right now in Albuquerque.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, we're at the hospital waiting for Tanner.
Don't fucking trip, dude. Don't do that to me.
Isaac, wake up, bro. Isaac, wake up.
Wake up, man.
Isaac, wake up. Isaac, wake up.
Stop. Enough.
My friend fell and got eaten by seagulls, dude.
We have gone up. the seals. Oh, speaking of which,
there they are.
Yeah. We had gone up north. We hit one more beach. I think it's like something
Laguna.
Laguna Beach was really nice and pretty.
It was beautiful. The professor,
very nice.
Who won the basketball.
The professor, we saw the professor basketball court.
You guys lost your shit when you found out that's where the professor 1v1 people.
Dude, that's like a big fucking deal.
With Yummy and it was awesome.
You should have led with that. Hell yeah. Instead of it's beautiful, it's beautiful. Should have been like the professor balled there. I've been like, oh my god.
Professor balled there from Laguna.
Get me in there.
Yeah. And then Tanner challenged the professor. We'll get to that later. We'll get to them later. Yeah. You're not going to win then, by the way. Let's get to... Actually, I kind of prevented that, so you're welcome. You're welcome.
I can beat the professor in any shape, way, and form. Any basketball game ever.
I'm pretty sure I challenged the professor, but
Speed, I see you trying not
Tanner
to laugh.
Would do it. And then Tanner said that he would beat the professor. Dude, I believe Tanner him. Like doubled down. I think I have to look back at the footage. I don't remember.
Tanner would
I believe
be the
Tanner
professor.
Too.
I think I could.
Shut up.
While loafing in his Yeezys.
I was loafing that whole trip, by the way. And also, I didn't change my pair of socks for like
4 days. Yo, oh my God. Son of a bitch.
Dude, we have 9 minutes to go through all of the events in a road trip. Is that even possible?
No, we're going to keep going a little longer, right?
We can, a little longer. Like
hour. Oh, I thought you had something to do in like 5 minutes.
No.
Okay, yet. Bet. All right.
Oh, no.
So Laguna Beach was chill.
Yeah,
but we
and then L.A.
Yeah, we had to stay in L.A. and we stayed in L.A. And then,
which speaking of, dude, doesn't smell that bad as I was told. You guys, y'all
were
like,
I didn't smell anything bad. I just smelled.
You were
like
in the nice.
Oh, we were. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we were at the what was it, Beverly Hills or some shit? The fucking the chihuahua, the talking chihuahuas.
Okay, all right. Now the shenanigans can start.
Let's slow down a second here and let's.
No,
let's
because then we'll go out the next day and then we went to, and then we, and then,
right,
and then,
yeah,
and then,
I
yeah,
see what
and,
to
then, yeah and I get
so
it.
So, what
I
are we slowing
it.
Down? What do you want to encapsulate?
So,
yeah, true.
So, let's encapsulate the us going and meeting Larry. That is a horrible face. You look fucking face tuned as shit.
You look like a caricature.
How do you do that?
I'm just an active listener. I'm listening.
He's listening with all of his spirit.
So, Tanner.
Tanner's infatuated. Please continue, dude. He's on the edge of his seat.
So we get into LA and we go to a party city, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
We park outside. We meet
what?
Up with
buddy.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we go grab dinner. Now, you guys on this trip and your fucking charging of bills, what the hell is wrong with you guys?
Holy crap, you guys.
Oh, you charging of bills? Me? What does that mean?
Yeah, I do. No, I want to blame Grant because
okay, Grant
it was his fault, dude.
Grant has
fault.
Become a joke of every single time we go to a restaurant, he either orders a margarita or whatever alcohol they have on the menu and runs the damn bill up. Runs
he
the bill
like
up.
Four dude, of them at a time.
He did not run the bill up. We were all having a margarita.
No, I had two of those old fashions.
Mm-hmm. I got a little crazy that night and I had Sprite.
So. Ooh,
yeah,
you're right.
She almost cut me off too because I ordered two.
And she made a joke as well fucked. As the waiter.
She did make. Yeah, but they'll never know that because we weren't recording. It's gonna be so funny when we do. Release the video, you guys are going to be able to see the visual of everything we're talking
about. Yeah.
Because it's so and funny.
We'll properly fill in more spots as we see the final cut. Because when we get the final cut, we're like, okay, we know what they saw, and then we know what we can fill in.
Yeah.
You know, that's what
it really is a giant story time video because everything that happened, it's just silly because we get to LA, we go and have dinner, we go play some pool. Right, it's Grant's birthday night, right? And so we're hanging out. Yep, rolling some, shooting some dice, throwing some darts. Yep. Right?
Throwing some darts, classic. Not too bad. Classic. Not too
and
shabby.
And we decide to after a few hours we go back home.
Yep.
To the hotel, right?
Yeah, the hotel.
The hotel. Mm-hmm. Stayed in Beverly Hills, and this is where things I think from the rest of the trip.
This is where shit hits a fan.
The rest of the trip just starts to go really fucking stupid. Let's start with the fact that.
All right, hold on.
We check in. Huh?
Oh, no, go ahead. You check
We check in.
Yeah.
We get our rooms. And I can't remember which knucklehead decided to ask this guy.
Okay.
Where.
Let the knucklehead take the leads here.
Yeah, you guys take charge. I'm going to sit back and listen.
Did you all have anything you wanted to add to that night? Because Tanner and I think, can speak for...
We took the reins when the nighttime happened.
We did. So the first operation we had to, like, I guess, go on was figuring out where we could smoke. because it's Los Angeles for crying out fucking loud.
So fucking silly.
Now, a lot
dude.
Of people might be asking yourself.
Your
might
first
be asking
yourself, priority.
Yeah. What?
It was the end of the day. It was like nighttime. Midnight, like 1 a.m. I was like,
it was
all
the
right.
end of the day. You had a hard work day of sitting in the car and looking at Laguna Beach, dude.
Yeah, that shit was
drinking.
So annoying and hard.
I needed to take the edge off.
No, we didn't drink that night.
I need to smoke.
We didn't even drink that night at all.
Yes, yeah. You did. You guys had
one
old
whiskey
fashions.
And that was it.
I didn't.
And a beer that ruined your throat. But I digress.
Okay, I did have a shitty beer. I had a shitty
You had the
beer.
Worst beer of all time, Isaac. That horrible. Tasted like poop and pee mixed together.
It was so bad. It was bad. But we asked this guy, you know, is there anywhere to smoke? Because you better be fucking playing if you think I'm going to get caught like smoking inside of Beverly Hills Marriott, dude. I would get arrested and thrown in like FBI prison. So figured it out. He was like, yeah, outside in the parking lot if you guys want, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool. You know, we go up. We put all of our shit in our hotel room. And the rooms are Nick and Larry. And then in the other room is me, Tanner, and Grant. And I just want to, you know, set the record straight. All three of us in this room smoke. Like, we just do. So
Larry and Nick are team spitter and team sober.
Yep.
So, yep. Spitter, sober,
team spitter, team swallow.
No, we're team swallow. Team swallow and team
we
smoke.
Swallow no, you guys are we team swallow. We're team spitters.
Yeah, that's true.
I freaking... Oh, man.
It was 5 minutes, I think, after we put our shit in the hotel room. We were like, okay, well, now's the time. It's like, what, 11:30, 12 p.m.? It's really late, late a.m. So we're like, okay, bet. We go downstairs, and we have a duty. And what is so fucking funny down there?
You! No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, all right, Team Spitter, go ahead. Where are you going to go? In a water bottle? You're fucking
in a water bottle.
Disgusting.
Ew,
I can see it, I can see it.
There's nothing wrong with spitting in a water bottle. Stop. There's nothing wrong with it.
You're trans.
Dude, and then you're
going to
forget about it, and then you're going to drink it back up. That's what you're going to do.
Dude, you're so dumb, Isaac. We're on this road trip, and I'm spitting in a spit bottle because I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. I have no other way to spit this out unless I want to spit out 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, and it's going to hit right back.
Right, it's going to hit the window and slide off.
All right, we're getting distracted. Go ahead. Continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So we're in the parking lot and we're like, okay, we're high.
We're doing a little puff pass, just a little chill, a little chill spoink. And then
yes, sir.
We end up going upstairs and we have no food. We have no drink. We literally have nothing. We have nothing. And Isaac's already cozy in his bed. He's in his like tidy whities in his bonnet.
Which is real, by the way. Isaac wears a fucking bonnet to bed. And only underwear.
The image of me in my head is so fucking stupid.
Okay. Dude, the way, and then when you walk around like that, you look like an adolescent monkey. You're like always like arched back a little bit. You're like walking around like, it's so funny. It's so funny. But I digress.
I digress. So I'm hungry and thirsty.
Yeah. And you guys are in bed. I still kind of have like my clothes on. I'm like, oh, man, I think I have the energy to go down and get like
actually, that's not what you said. That and what you said was,
what did I say?
Have it, you were like, you know, I'm about 30 seconds away from doing some bullshit. Like, I'm about 30 seconds away. Because we were talking about food and Pringles, and there was, like, a Takis commercial. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, we're on a business trip, so it wouldn't hurt to get some business snacks and discuss about business. Is what went through my mind as I was inebriated.
Dude, when you're sober, you want to pay with your personal card when we're on a business trip. But when you're high, you want to pay with the company card.
Okay, I'm going to be... The reason why was because I didn't want to tell Tanner my PIN. Because if my card ever went missing, I would know that Tanner would probably know my PIN and use my card. But it wouldn't have worked.
Would never
if he had
have
the
used your card, dude.
Yeah, it's like all of our money. So it'd be like, okay, cool. So Tanner gets the card. He goes downstairs. Mm-hmm.
I'm a soldier, and I'm going downstairs.
Yeah, he's gone for, like, what I believe is, like, 30 minutes. But eventually he comes back up with, like, three fucking bags.
Well, let me discuss of when I get downstairs into
the... Yeah, POV please, switch.
POV switch. Away. I go down all the way to the elevator, and I get out, and I see the guy that told us where to smoke, and I was like, hey... And he sees me immediately go to like the little the hotel store. He's like, "Oh, you got the munchies, huh?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then so Isaac kind of gives me like a list. He's like, "Yeah, give me like a Sprite, a protein drink, maybe like a bag of chips and a sandwich." And I'm like, okay, Grant probably wants that too. And I also kind of want that too. So I end up getting like 3 bags of chips, 3 sandwiches, 2 protein drinks, 1 for Grant, 1 for Isaac, 2 Diet Mountain Dews, 2 Diet Mountain Dews, and 3 tiny Rice Krispie treats. And that was it. I was spending like, this might be like a $65 banger, $70 banger. And so I put everything on there, and this guy's just like writing everything I got on a piece of paper. And he's like, you want on the card to the room? I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, all right, you're all set. And he doesn't show me any price. He just kind of gives me the bag of food. I'm like, all right. And so I go to the elevator, and I don't know how to work it. So I keep pressing it. I keep pressing 6, and it like takes me up, but the doors don't open. And then it brings me all the way back down. And then the doors open, and I see him again. I was like, and then the doors close, and it brings me back up. I'm just like, dude, am I stuck in here? And then it brings me back down. And then the doors open again, and he's standing right in front of me. He's like, yeah, you need some help? I'm like, yeah, please. And then he's like, you got to use your key first, and then you can press 6. I was like, oh, okay. So he does it for me. And then, I don't know, he must have messed up a step.
No, you said that he told you how to do it, and then you're like, yeah, oh,
I
okay.
I tried doing it by myself.
And then you press it again, and you don't even do the key thing.
And then I did the key, but that was the wrong order. Yeah, it was the wrong order. And
yeah.
So he takes my card, and he does it for me, and he presses it.
Keep in mind, this guy was asked, where can we smoke?
Where can we smoke? Watches 3 goons leave the elevator.
And then come back in,
go up.
One comes down, buys
one worker
a lot
ant
of
comes
snacks,
out,
and then try. I couldn't even work the fucking elevator. And I listen. I'm gonna cut to the chase, guys. These snacks. I got a notification on my phone after the snacks were depoted on my bed that Tanner showed me. It was
no way. I felt like a superhero. I was like, look at this. I dump all the snacks onto the bed.
It was the big reveal. It was like a sandwich and like chips and Rice Krispie treats and all sorts of snacks. It was 150 fucking bucks
on the company car.
None of us had any fucking clue. We were like, surely that's not this. Surely that's not the snacks on the bed right now that cost $150 at Marriott Bonvoy in Beverly Hills.
Shout out to y'all who use code group. Because
Thank you guys for using. You guys funded $150 of fucking snacks.
Of Funyuns and like sandwiches.
Larry and I found out, and we weren't like the pissed or we were like, what the fuck? We were just like, what do you even, am I?
Dude, you're buzzing.
Bento's
buzz.
Buzzing. He's emitting
Bento's
an electrical
buzzing.
Current.
You can't get off my desk, bro.
Look at his hair is all frayed. No wonder he's probably made of monkey.
He never showed me a price. So
no,
like,
he did
not.
And this is like,
$70?
I feel like
know.
Tanner feels like it was his fault. It's so not your fault at all.
No, I felt really bad at first because like, dude, that's the company. And that was the first time I've ever used the card on something. And it ended up being $150 in Funyuns.
It was not at all his fault.
I was just dumbfounded when I learned that. And then I learned about the dinner and the drinks. And I was like, fucking, oh my God.
Was why
God,
I felt
dude.
Bad because of how
that
much
night
was
so much money dude, spent on like work.
Just food. It was just food was and just like useless food. Spending. Like not even like good shit, dude. It was just fucking, I didn't even drink. I was like
mediocre.
Dude.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah, so anyway.
This shit
was,
would have been like, I think, $30 at a 7-Eleven. Just to preface. Yeah. That's how much food we had.
Mm-hmm.
It was not $30. So you live and you learn.
I think it's just really funny from his perspective, because once again, like you were saying, he sees 3 guys ask where to smoke. Mm-hmm. The 3 guys come down and smoke. Mm-hmm. They go back up, send one guy down
one soldier
to
goes
get
down
the food.
To buy this.
And then he struggles to go up the elevator for like 5 minutes.
Dude, I knew he made his day. He was smiling the whole time every time I came out of the elevator. He was like, no, you gotta do this.
It's like,
I was like, oh my God.
You're like holding the bags and you're like,
I was like, why am I here? I peeked around the corner. I'm like, oh.
So that was a really funny night. We didn't get a lot of that on camcorder.
Oh, no,
but there are so many funny fucking moments on this camcorder at night.
Yeah.
Bro.
Of
so basically every night I would hand over the camcorder to Isaac and Swallow Gang.
Larry just
because I was like tired every time we would land at the hotel and I would just fall asleep. Mm-hmm. But I did get a glimpse of a few of those when I was exporting the footage, and
It's funny because all we've said so far is just from LA. We didn't even we didn't even get to the other places we go to. So like we wake up, we go about our day. It's Grant's birthday now officially. Yeah, officially it's his birthday. So Grant for his birthday asked for a fucking acai bowl for his birthday. So I'm away from that. Larry, I'm sorry.
I'll say it now again. I apologize. I forgot LA and real normal people price is different.
Yeah. So let me explain my perspective on this, that Larry and I are hanging out with each other, right? We're Larry and I are in LA. We're at, like, we're doing paperwork and whatever else.
Yeah.
Whatever. So we're just chilling. And I see a charge to the card for $100 for acai bowl. And I'm like, like, bro, it's this man's birthday, but what the fuck is going on?
We only got three acai bowls, and that worth $100?
We didn't even add, like, insane toppings either. We didn't even add any toppings.
It was bananas and peanut butter.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. I was like, dude, this is not real. This is just, like, fake. It's not real.
After that, I was like, can we get the hell out of this, like, state right now?
Yeah,
it's just crazy how much you can spend. To preface,
it was three acai bowls. But still, $30 for a fucking acai bowl should not be a real thing.
That's impossible. That's not, it should not
you
be
know,
really
no
real.
Wonder y'all's minimum wage is like fucking $45.99 because you would not be able
you fucking
to live
need
there.
It.
Dude, like, dude, fuck those restaurants, by the way, that do that 20% gratuity added immediately. Because I do tip. I know there's people that don't, and I get the sentiment about forcing it on the people that, you know, whatever you're serving. Okay, I get that. But my ass doesn't read, and I fucking tip 25% on top of a bill that already has 20%.
So you tipped like fucking 40%. Well,
like 45% at least.
Well, whatever let's just say it was like $1,000 tip, right? And I'm adding, but that's with the 20% gratuity. I'm adding an extra 250 bucks. Which of a tip. So they're already getting double tipped. I've fallen for that like two or three times
now.
Hey,
y'all deserve it, man. Y'all deserve some tips, but 250 fucking bucks on top of 20% gratuity, like, you better be rubbing my feet under the table and pouring the drink as I'm drinking it into my cup more. That's like $450.
I think it's just
a
skill issue, man. I think that we're just dumb as shit.
We're dumb as fuck, I guess.
I just admit I don't read it, so like I should read it. You know?
I guess so.
I look for like the just making sure I don't get charged because what they do is they add the 20% near the tax. So I'm not going to read the tax. Like,
who reads
the fuck,
that?
You know, but I'm going to read to make sure that they've done everything right. And then I look at the total number. So now I just have to be more conscious of it because I've tipped several hundred dollars more than I ever. Chip. Yeah, I've already tipped technically.
Right.
20%, which is I feel kind of low, but like still.
Right now, hold on.
Is there more?
Yeah, well, do we want to, because there's a lot that happens in these next few days.
Yeah, we're going to have to part two something.
Do we part two this? Because we're at an hour 10 right now, bro. Mm-hmm. And we're not even like a sort of way done with this road trip talk.
This is maybe the plan then, okay? So at the date of dropping this, we're going to be dropping this just on the weekend.
Here. Yeah.
So, because this is fresh, we just got home. I'm thinking then what we do is we get with Grunk and we listen to Grunk's POV, just kind of throw it back a little bit, share some memories, whatever we're forgetting.
And then we
should pick up from where we left off, getting ready to leave in LA. Because can I spoil where we go?
Okay.
Think of it like this. The timeline originally was from San Diego to San Diego for TwitchCon. And then we were going to drive back to Austin. However, the plan changed. We flew from Austin to San Diego, and we were going to drive up to Oregon. That did not happen anymore. We drove from San Diego for TwitchCon up to LA, over to Las Vegas, to the Grand Canyon, to Milwaukee, not Milwaukee, Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir.
So much more shit happens.
Dude, y'all don't understand. This was like the craziest, most like what the fuck week I've had in a minute.
This has been my favorite road trip we've ever done in my entire entirety. Like, this is
this is the epitome of fuck it, we ball. Like, we let's play, just
this
do
is
whatever.
What play by ear really means.
Yeah, this is yeah. Play by. What are we doing tomorrow? I have no idea. I don't know.
We're going to go to Vegas for like 2 hours.
Dude, the Vegas trip in of itself is going to take like 30 minutes to talk about.
I know.
Yeah. So we, can pick it back up when we have old Grunky Doodle. And then we'll get into it, bro. We'll get into
it's going to be it's going to be dirty. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So that's cool. That works because there is so much funny shit that happens that you guys are about to see on this trip. We're going to be uploading the Twitch video. We're going to be uploading the separate zoo video. Mm-hmm. We didn't even mention that we went to a haunted, scary mansion.
The haunted trail
in San Diego. So we can talk about the
crazy ass video of that. It was all recorded too, so it's just gonna get wild.
No Willy vlog on that, but there is group channel video, group which in my opinion, way better.
It'll be fun.
I know one's agreeing because that'd be fucked up in the DM.
We still got a drunk with Grunk.
I love Willy vlog. Drunk with Grunk.
When is that happening?
Well, drunk with Grunk did happen. It just happened off camera, unfortunately.
Fuck. Well, you have to do it again for real on camera.
We gotta do it. All right.
Grunk and I did share a espresso martini the very first day of TwitchCon, though.
Ooh. You did. You guys went
and we made a cute little boomerang. Mm-hmm. We made a cute little boomerang. It was awesome. Yeah. So, all right.
All right.
Any other questions, comments, or concerns?
Nope.
No. We just got
a
lot of shit to go through. A lot of footage to go through.
Yes, sir. We're gonna get it done. In the meantime, though, thank you guys for listening to part one of the I don't even know what the fuck adventure we just had.
Join us adventure for part one
with Grunk's big return, where he'll be sharing some info on his shit. And make sure you guys use code group.
I'm curious to see Grunk's reaction to so much of this, because
Grunk didn't even hear about
just one time when we asked him to join us for the jam and his music that he was
playing. Oh my god. We're not even gonna get into it.
Dickhead.
We're not gonna cut it there.
We gotta stay there.
Use code for 10% off. You know, cop a double cup. They're coming so soon. We'll see you guys for part two soon. Adios. Stay tuned for more banger. Boo.
Bye.